Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the election is over. Finished. Winner announced. No, I'm not talking about President of the United States. I'm talking about what really matters. Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And they seem to have followed the advice of Peggy Noonan and actually some other conservatives who said the Person of the Year shouldn't be President Biden. It shouldn't be President Trump. It shouldn't be Xi Jinping. It should be, drumroll, we have a drum roll. I mean, it's appropriate. I mean, when she wins Person of the Year, and no, it's not Greta Thunberg, not even a bit. The winner for Time Magazine's coveted Person of the Year is Taylor Swift. I think she counts as one of the younger people of the year, persons of the year ever. And basically, they point out that she brought in so much money. She was a force in the economy. Her Eras tour has set every kind of record. The fascinating thing to me is that generally when you choose a person of the year, you're talking about somebody who influences public opinions and influences events. And basically, I don't know if Taylor Swift really has a message that she is sending to the world, a message that they are supposed to be endorsing with this selection. Very nice picture of her on the front cover, but she takes very good pictures generally. And the fascinating thing to me is that what is the message of Taylor Swift and her incredible popularity, which really makes her one of the top pop performers ever? And she seems to be a very generous, good person, helping people who are truck drivers and stagehands and providing them with enormous bonuses from her wildly profitable tour. And then the movie made of the tour is also setting all kinds of records. Not such good news today for Kevin McCarthy. He is leaving the House of Representatives. We had talked about that. That was something that was in the works, but he is leaving, at least according to CNN's Manu Raju, because he had no interest in serving as a rank-and-file member. He still wanted to be at the leadership table, and he's still angry, imagine that, at the 8 Republicans who voted to oust him and believes he was treated unfairly. The move will narrow Johnson's tight majority, and this goes along with the end of the George Santos, the George Santos stardom in the House of Representatives. He's no longer there. He's all gone. He's doing little apps for people. If you want him to answer your phone or to send a message to somebody else, like John Fetterman did already with George Santos, that's done. But right now, the instead of 222 Republicans in the House, there are only 220. That means they can actually lose a majority with losing 3 Republican votes on anything. This is a tough challenge going forward for the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. We will get to that. There is a case where a Republican who was carrying on a lonely crusade to block the promotions of military officers in all of the American Armed Services. That's Senator Tommy Tuberville, the former football coach, who's senator from Alabama. He's a big loser today, even though he's claiming that he's winning. He had allowed the Senate to go forward now and approve more than 400 promotions that had already been authorized by the Army. They're holding up, for some reason, their 11 generals who are all supposed to be moving up to four-star status, people who really run the military. He's still blocking them. So 425, however, have gotten promoted. And somehow Senator Tuberville claims that he is actually a winner in all of that. Somebody who is not a winner, not at the moment at least, God willing he will be a winner ultimately, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has called off a high-profile briefing with U.S. lawmakers amid an impasse over future U.S. funding for the country. Virtual appearances in the Senate and House had been scheduled for yesterday, but they were canceled at the last moment. It came after a top Ukrainian official warned that they are in danger of losing the war against Russia if more U.S. military aid is not approved. The Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, did not explain why Mr. Zelensky was a no-show, but the reason seemed to be fairly obvious. The chamber's top Democrat, that would be Chuck Schumer, said the Ukrainian president was occupied with a last-minute matter without providing further detail. We will be speaking to Lee Hockstadter, who is a writer for the Washington Post and their European affairs columnist based in Paris. He has a piece on why American investment in arming Ukraine, yes, it's very costly, but it's ultimately a tremendous bargain. We'll be speaking to him coming up. And meanwhile, more talk about President Trump leading America toward a dictatorship. I know that a lot of people, you hear that and you slap your head, and what a joke. And it's basically people on the left who have tried everything they can to beat this guy are now claiming, no, it's not just that he's a crook and he's going to be a felon, convicted, maybe, who knows, but it's that he has plans for a dictatorship. He may not have handled this quite as well as he might in an interview with Sean Hannity, where he said he would be a dictator for one day. We're going to be speaking with David Frum a little bit later, who is part of that special issue of the Atlantic magazine, where he has written a piece called The Danger Ahead, What Happens If Donald Trump Returns to the White House. President Biden spoke today, and he urged Congress to approve aid to Ukraine. We have time. Can we play President Biden's urging? No, we can't, but we will do it later because we're going to be speaking to Lee Hockstadter about the investment in Ukraine. And then again, of course, with everything else going on, tonight there is the fourth presidential debate. By the way, I suspect this might be the last debate for Vivek Ramaswamy, who... He barely made it. Chris Christie, this will almost certainly be his last debate. He barely made it to qualify, but it is being billed as a big showdown between the increasingly bitter and nasty to each other, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Basically, they're trying to see who is going to be the finalist to contend for the nomination with Donald Trump. President Putin today, he landed in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, which is hosting the United Nations COP28 climate talks. He was escorted to the presidential palace, where he was greeted with a 21-gun salute and a flyby of UAE military jets trailing smoke in the colors of the Russian flag. Does that mean anything in particular? We will get to that as well and more on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome Lee Hochstadter, who has been the Post's European Affairs columnist for the Washington Post. He's based in Paris since the beginning of 1923. He was previously a member of the Post editorial board. He is the author of an important column with the headline, U.S. Aid to Ukraine is Enormous. It's also a bargain. Lee Hofstadter, why is spending money on that level, some $70 billion in less than 2 years since Russia invaded and attacked Ukraine, why is that huge amount of money end up as a bargain?
It is a huge amount of money, depending on how you calculate it. It's something between a quarter or a third, possibly a little more than that, of what the United States has given to Israel since the founding of Israel in 1948. So,
for 75 years, what they're saying
right
there, that this is a fraction of a one-fourth of what the U.S. has paid over to help Israel in 75 years. Go ahead.
So it's a huge amount of money. Nobody would dispute that, I don't think. But I think the question to ask is, well, what are we getting for that, and what costs might we be avoiding by that investment? In other words, what's the return on investment here? And I think by succeeding in Ukraine, which is what this money is designed to help us do, or at least preventing Russia from winning in Ukraine, we avoid a war. We increase chances that we're going to avoid war with China over Taiwan. We increase the chances that we're going to avoid, that we're going to have a war with North Korea over South Korea. And most immediately, we decrease the chances that Putin will put our NATO allies next up on his menu. In other words, if Ukraine falls, if Russia advances in Ukraine, if Russia swallows Ukraine, you can bet, I think it's not a far-fetched thing to think that Putin will say, well, I succeeded in this big country. Now, what about those small countries that used to be part of the Soviet Union, little countries on the Baltics, for example, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia? He's made no secret of the fact that he would like to recreate some part of the Soviet Union, and those are very difficult countries to defend, and yet the United States is under treaty obligation to defend them. They are members of NATO, full-fledged, paid-up members of NATO. And so if we fail in Ukraine, we might find ourselves having to deploy troops to the Baltics, our NATO allies. We are under treaty obligation to do that. And if we start deploying troops, boots on the ground, to fight a nuclear-armed Russia, that would be much, much, much more expensive than the $70 billion that we've spent in a little less than 2 years so far in Ukraine.
Okay, and that's all very persuasive, but even more persuasive is some information in your column that shows that altogether the U.S. share of what has been sent to help Ukraine amounts to less than one-third of all outside funding directed to helping Ukraine stave off Russia's onslaught. And if you measure each donor country's contribution against the size of the economy for those countries, the U.S. burden is less. We're paying less to Ukraine than 20 other countries, including countries like Germany and Britain, which have given very generously to this cause in Ukraine. Why do so many politicians get this wrong and claim that they oppose aid to Ukraine because they feel that the other NATO members aren't doing enough?
Well, the other NATO members and others in Europe, you know, certainly are paying heavily. The United States has given a lot. $70 billion in direct aid for Ukraine is obviously a lot of money. By the way, most of that is spent on American defense contractors. That the money actually stays, for the most part, in the United States. But in any event, the arms go to Ukraine. But it's true that if you look at the whole pie of money that's gone for military aid, for budget support, because, of course, Ukraine's economy is destroyed, so they need budget support, as well as humanitarian aid, the United States contribution comes to about a third. The Europeans have given or have promised to give more, quite a bit more. And then there are other donor countries like the South Koreans who have been very important in the arming of Ukraine. And so the United States is obviously, you know, the single most important donor. But if you look at the whole pie chart, then you see that you know, all together, others collectively, have done more. And, you know, you asked why there's this opposition in the United States or people who say, oh, you know, no one else is stepping up. I think that's just a question of information deficit, I would say. But, you know, it's also fair to say that the Europeans are rightly scared of Putin's revanchism and Putin's aggression. And so they should be paying heavily, and they are, as a percentage of GDP, as a percentage of their whole economy. The Germans, the Brits, certainly the Eastern Europeans, and a bunch of other countries in Europe are paying a larger burden or bearing a larger burden than the United States is. But again, I'm not minimizing. The United States has done a lot. $70 billion is a lot by any standards.
One of the things that is happening on this issue is there's a new movie opening up in New York this week. I have not seen it, but it's a movie by Bernard Henri Lévy, the French philosopher and intellectual who has made Ukraine a special cause. And he is talking about, again, as many people have who have traveled to Ukraine, he's been there 12 times, he's made 12 trips to support the Ukrainian struggle. This is as clear a battle between good and evil as it was when France was trying, not very effectively, to fight the Nazis in 1940. And do you think that's exaggerating the situation?
I personally don't think that. I think there are intelligent people who might take issue with that or parts of that. But there's no question of who the aggressor is in this war. This is an unprovoked invasion by Putin for his own ideological purposes. And, you know, we're not getting to the question of good and evil, which Bernard Henri Lévy is probably more qualified to talk about as an actual philosopher than I am. There's clearly, you know, an aggressor here, and there's clearly a victim. And the purpose of this war is about Vladimir Putin wanting to recreate recreate the Soviet Union, whose demise, whose dissolution he considered to be the great geopolitical tragedy of the last century or early this century. And there's no doubt about who's the aggressor here and who is the victim.
And there's no doubt
about who is committing the preponderance of war crimes.
Of course. And if President Reagan was right that the old Soviet Union was the evil empire, then trying to bring back the evil empire is, by definition, evil. Ali Hochstadter, his column is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Look forward to speaking with you again. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Sometimes you don't.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Republicans are opposed to President Biden's request for aid to Ukraine and Israel unless it's accompanied by big changes in border policy. Former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney said she may launch a third-party bid against presidential candidate Donald Trump. She told the Washington Post democracy is at risk as a result of Trump's continued grip on the Republican Party. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a special election to replace Republican Long Island Congressman George Santos. It is set to be held on Tuesday, February 13th. A grand jury in Oregon has indicted an off-duty pilot who tried to crash a flight from Seattle to San Francisco in October. Joseph Emerson faces 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person. Corey Myers, USA News.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, breaking news out of Las Vegas, Nevada. University police are responding to an active shooter in Beam Hall, which is the abbreviation for Beam Hall is B-E-H, at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. According to the university, there was an additional report of shots fired at the student union, university police said. There appears to be multiple victims. Don't know how many fatalities yet. Don't know how many people injured. Don't know yet what has happened to the active shooter. And, of course, nothing about his motivation or anything else. It's just some of the students that they were interviewing about this, that this is close to coming up to the holiday break, obviously, and what a miserable thing this is for everyone being told to run, hide, and fight. Actually, there was a UNLV alert that was posted on X, and it said University of Nevada, Las Vegas, University Police, responding to confirmed active shooter in BEH, this is not a test. Run, hide, fight. A very serious and disturbing matter. Speaking about not running, not hiding, but fighting, Tunku Varadarian, who writes for the Wall Street Journal and writes very well, writes that every isolationist American politician who would turn his back on the Ukrainians should be made to watch Glory to the Heroes, a film by Bernard Henri Lévy that premieres in New York today. The film highlights the valor of Ukraine soldiers as well as the crimes of a Russian army that has raped, tortured, and murdered civilians. Blown up a dam and bombed apartment blocks, churches, and schools. The documentary is Mr. Levy's third on the Ukrainian war, all co-directed with Mark Roussel. The first and second wave were Why Ukraine in 2022, and then Slava Ukraini, which means glory to Ukraine. It's the national slogan. It came out earlier this year. The Mr. Levy says he hopes he doesn't have to make a fourth film because Ukraine, with the help of civilized countries, could bring this war to a close. President Biden, in fact, urged Congress to approve aid to Ukraine, and this at a time when that special classified briefing for senators that was supposed to take place with President Zelensky has been canceled or postponed at least. This is President Biden urging Congress to move on the crucial matter of helping Ukraine to survive. Clip 9.
Russian forces are committing war crimes. It's as simple as that. It's stunning. Who is prepared to walk away from holding Putin accountable for this behavior? Who among us is really prepared to do that? You know, for the better part of 2 years, the brave people of Ukraine have denied Russia a victory on the battlefield. They've defeated Vladimir Putin's ambition to dominate Ukraine. And the people of the United States can and should take pride. They should take pride that we've enabled Ukraine's success thanks to the steady supply of weapons and ammunition. We provided them together with our partners and our allies. I just did a meeting with the G7, which was one of the issues we discussed. All of the European leaders, we are prepared to stay with us, stay with Ukraine. And our European friends are as well. Who in the United States is prepared to walk away from that? I tell you, I'm not prepared to walk away. And I don't think the American people are either.
Well, there's some people who not only walked away, but walked out. This report from NBC, a classified briefing for senators on the White House request for aid for Israel and Ukraine. And both of those are crucial. The aid for Israel primarily, in addition to everything else, provides resupplying for the Iron Dome to help shoot down enemy rockets that are still aimed at Israel, both from Hezbollah in the north and from Hamas, what's left of Hamas in Gaza. The briefing that was held today became heated with Republican members storming out of the meeting. It was actually held yesterday. The briefing was led by the Secretaries of Defense and State, so Lloyd Austin and Antony Blinken, as well as the Director of National Intelligence and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it's a pretty much big-time lineup. It was held behind closed doors to allow all 100 senators to ask questions about the administration's funding request, but it fell apart. Senators from both parties said after Republicans began asking about the border. GOP members in both chambers have demanded changes to immigration policy to address rising migrant crossings in exchange for passing new aid for Ukraine. The idea that you should exchange one for another, that Democrats care more about the survival of Ukraine and the state of our European alliance than Republicans do? In other words, that it's only people who identify as Democrats who want to avoid what would be a profound disaster for the United States. And by the way, the Republicans are right. We do need changes on the border. And President Biden should begin making more leaps in the right direction. He has made some slight moves in the right direction, and the Democrats in the Senate were willing to go along with those. But the idea that you're going to put people's lives at risk who have already put everything on the line to fight against monstrous evil. That is appalling. That is appalling. NBC is reporting that the suspect has been located and is deceased. This is the shooter in University of Nevada, Las Vegas. We will bring you up to date on that. Today, there's also moving forward motion to a vote to authorize a very specific impeachment inquiry against President Biden. And a reporter was shouting to the president in the White House today, asking for an explanation about the president and his business associations. We will get to that. In a historic move, also, the Merrick Garland, who's standing in front of Christopher Wray at a press conference, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, announced the Justice Department is filing war crimes charges against four Russian-affiliated soldiers accused of abducting and torturing an American in Ukraine. This is the first time the DOJ has filed charges under the U.S. war crimes statute. There's also the new news about Kevin McCarthy, who he does a video tribute to himself as a way of announcing his resignation from Congress, which is coming up in just a few weeks. Why is he resigning? We'll play you so you can judge for yourself what he has to say. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's too wet and dreary here to be much of a winter wonderland in the Seattle area. By the way, you should find out about great big news about the Michael Medved Show if you sign up for our new Substack newsletter. Sign up at michaelmedved.substack.com to be the first to know what is going on. And this involves some of our guests and our future guests and the biggest issues of our time. One of those big issues is the very strong desire by a lot of Republicans, and I guess you could say turnabout is fair play. President Trump was impeached twice. I thought both impeachments were a big mistake because there was basically no chance to make them stick. And yes, you can expose all kinds of dubious phone calls and behavior by the former president. But the idea that it was going to amount to anything and that he was going to be voted out of office, it didn't even come close because you need to get two-thirds of the Senate. Now, the chances of people who are trying to impeach Joe Biden, the chances of them coming anywhere close to two-thirds of the Senate are nil. And so the president is very clearly annoyed, to say the least, by the impeachment talk, and there will be a vote this week. My guess is, I think especially with the declining numbers of Republicans, with George Santos now gone and Kevin McCarthy on his way out, they're not going to get the majority of votes, the 219 votes, 218 votes they need to get to have an official impeachment formal investigation. But we will see. Here's a reporter who questioned very aggressively President Biden in the White House today. This after he's talking about aid to Ukraine and Israel and other matters of international importance. This is Clip 8.
President Biden on Ukraine and also China. There is polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, to admit this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment on that. I did not, and it's just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with my business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
Is this something that America needs right now? One of the things that America needs is this the hearings that are taking place in the House, which have exposed some of the non-interference, some of the surrender to anti-Semitism and radical anti-Semitism and threats of violence in university campuses. They spoke yesterday to the president of Harvard, who did appallingly poorly. Today, Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, who's on his way to becoming the governor of Indiana, he criticized faculty at UPenn and then also University of Pennsylvania's president, M. Elizabeth McGill. Their exchange sounded like this.
Penn professor Ann Norton, who's repeatedly denied Hamas's worst atrocities on October 7. Or how about Huda Fakhreddin, who romanticized the murder of over 1,000 Israeli Jews as, quote, Palestine inventing a new way of life, and clapped as a speaker said Jews should go back to Berlin and Moscow. Why does that professor still have a job at your university?
I'm very troubled by what you're describing, Congressman, that kind of...
You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. You're defending it.
Okay, and then she went on, and the exchange continued.
This makes me think of a recent book written by Barry Weiss that seeks to define anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism successfully turns Jews into the symbol of whatever a given civilization defines as its most sinister and threatening qualities. When you look through the dark lens, you can understand how under communism, the Jews were the capitalists, how under Nazism, the Jews were the race contaminators. And today, when the greatest sins are racism and colonialism, Israel, the Jew among nations, is being demonized as the last bastion of white racist colonialism, a unique source of evil, not just in the region, but the world. Whatever the role the Jews are needed for, well, that's the part they are forced to play. And that's the part they are forced to play on your campuses, which is why you're here today. I want to ask for the record, because many of us here on Capitol Hill hear from our public and our constituents that you are failing to create space where issues of the day are debated without fear of cancellation or ostracization. Are you all concerned about the anti-Semitic rhetoric that we're seeing on these college campuses around the nation, at each of your own? And I don't think we can state enough individually. If you can give me maybe 15 to 10 seconds, what each of you are doing, just remind us of what you're doing on your college campuses. 10, 15 seconds, each of you, please.
Okay, that's Representative John James, who is newly elected. He's a Republican rising star. He's also a black Republican. And again, it's extremely moving and appropriate for him to speak out against this stubbornly persistent form of hatred. Meanwhile, there's Kevin McCarthy, and he had a tribute video to himself, concluding with his announcement of resignation. Clip 6.
Traveling the country and serving with all of you, I have encountered far more people that want to build something than those who want to tear it down. I have faith in this country. Because America is more than a country. America is an idea. Today I am driven by the same purpose that I felt when I arrived in Congress. But now it is time to pursue my passion in a new arena. While I'll be departing the House at the end of this year, I will never, ever give up fighting for this country that I love so much. To all those who have supported me through the years, especially our constituents, thank you from the bottom of my heart. We did our part. And when the stakes were the highest, we rose to the challenge. We were willing to risk it all, no matter the odds, no matter the personal cost. Simply put, we did the right thing. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. That's a wrap.
Apparently, they're saying in Hotline that one of the reasons he is leaving Congress is he can't even stand to look at Matt Gaetz. And when it says he wants to pursue his passion is basically never again to see, talk to, interact in any way with those eight congressmen who basically forced him out as speaker. And now you have this problem on something that is so very important, which is aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and doing something to fix the border. The members of Congress on both sides can't sit down together and actually get this done. This is problematic. It's problematic for Chuck Schumer on the Senate side, but particularly problematic for the new Speaker, Mike Johnson, who seems to be more interested in impeachment of President Biden, which is not going to happen. Coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to be talking about some of the publicity everywhere about the darker side of Trump. And yes, he had a joking kind of interchange with Sean Hannity that has shocked a lot of people, because he suggests he does want to be a dictator, but only for a day, only for his first day as president. Does anyone really believe that his first thing to do as president would be to fix the border and get that done on the first day? And then he'd also begin oil drilling on his first day? Or is it more likely that he focuses on doing something to end the prosecutions against him, which probably are going to continue? We will be talking to David Frum about the danger ahead in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.